Yeah, I think obviously in the T20s we look to play a strong side with the T20 World Cup in mind next year. So I was very pleased that we were able to push 200 a couple of times in those games that we played. And then the ODIs was a bit more about giving opportunity, rotating a little bit. A lot of players that are usually in the 11 are chilling at home, a bit of a rest. So yeah, I think it was great to see some youngsters stepping up, some different people putting up their hands. I think the purpose of it was good. I think a lot of people really performed when given the opportunity. So I think selecting an 11 going forward is going to be tough. But we obviously have that next 50 of World Cup in 4 years' time in mind. So trying to build a bit of a base.
Sure.
A bit different for each one of them. I think the bowlers, I think we saw in that last game, obviously we batted really well, scored 370. But the bowlers, I think we just could have been a bit more consistent for a bit longer. I think a lot of it was a couple of good balls and then just let that one slip, sort of. So I think that would be my main message to the bowlers, was to just be as consistent as we can and to hit the stumps for longer, especially in 50 over cricket, just really building that pressure and hitting the stumps more often. I think we were off the stumps a bit too much in that game. But they were excellent. Karabu's been so good. Her hands are just so good behind the stumps. I'm very pleased that she got a few games and had an excellent game the game before. So very pleased for her, and she got a bit of a bat today as well, which I think will only help her in the future. Mianne's been good. Every opportunity she's sort of taken as well. It's nice to have that all-rounder, and it looks like she'll be a really solid batter for us in the future. So happy she got some game time.